I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ola, it's Miles. Thank you guys for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast.
Have you heard our newest podcast? It's called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Download it today on Radio.com. Be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded every Tuesday at noon.
Back to the conversation. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Your guess is as good as my cut of category Star Wars and delicious salads. First time, though, for a few emails from the Men's Room at KISW.com. Yeah.
Whoa.
Steve's getting fired up because the Star Wars category is coming up, and I hope someone's going to pick.
They're
going to
pick goddamn salad.
Yep. They're going to pick salad.
That's going to piss me off.
I'm excited too.
Ola Bacholas, I want to wish my 9-year-old son a happy birthday. He's a loyal listener to the show and could not wait for his birthday to be a big part of it. So how about an original fish sandwich and some shotgun gits from Thrill and maybe a pep talk from Coach Ted on reaching the halfway mark to adulthood. Also, he would like a shout-out to his world champion Kansas City Chiefs on their epic victory over the Niners in the Super Bowl. Thanks, bitches. That from Anthony.
Two Oregon fish sandwich.
Get. Get. 9 days. I like 9. You got one more year where you could chill and be a normal kid. Because next year, double digits. And as anybody that has turned 10 before knows, you have to let everybody know, son, that you are now double digits.
Bacholas, somehow the chaos of this year, I found my silver lining. My son, who is usually in Calgary, Alberta, about 1,000 miles from Vancouver Island, has been with me since March. And for this, I'm so grateful. His name is JC, pronounced Buddy. Today, we're celebrating his 10th birthday. And he is pumped to get his request in. Please gift him an Andro penis, a little kid fish sandwich. And he would really, really, really like Coach Ted to show the Ted Smith, give him some advice there on turning 10 years old. We love you guys. Keep on rocking. Your unofficial representative north of the border, Johnny Blue.
Andro penis.
Fish sandwich.
Andro penis.
10 years old, huh? I'll tell you what. I know what that holiday's about when you're 10, that birthday. It's about not one, not two, 3 scoops of ice cream. That's right. 3 scoops. Is your tummy going to hurt? Sure, but it doesn't matter. You're 10 now. You can make these grown-up decisions.
Anything you want at Tim Hortons?
Yeah, go to Timmy's. Get some Timbits.
Bitches, my friend and Disney lover Dana's birthday is today. Can she get a fish sandwich? And Mickey and Goofy talking about how obsessed she is with Mickey. Love the show, guys. That from Chad.
Can I buy you a fish sandwich?
Well, guys, a whole lot of people say they're obsessed with Mickey, but I'm going to tell you right now, you best be careful because Minnie is a jealous, jealous woman.
You know what? There's 2 things you need to know about Mickey Mouse. There's the mouse you know and the Mickey after dark. Minnie doesn't know about Mick after dark.
Yeah, we call him Stinkfinger.
Disney Plus Plus.
Disney Plus Plus, where you get to see me use all 3 of those weird fingers.
But Charles, please wish my princess Jasmine a very happy 26th birthday. Have the dirty Germans have fun with her. Please, guys, we love her lots. That from Devin and Miles' favorite stalker, Julie.
Yeah, we plan on loving her lots, too. I'm going to show her my new lotion pump. It's not Jergens.
Yeah, it's the funny thing is with these Germans. When you lie with us, it's a thin line between pleasure, pain, and funny.
And moisture.
Are we having fun? I don't know, you tell me.
Bitches, my name is Sean. Today is my 26th rotation around the big nuclear ball in the sky. I am a woodworker and will be shaping some hard African black wood today. I was hoping to get a birthday wish from Coach Ted talking about some good hard wood. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
African black wood, especially, Ted.
You know, I think old Coach is just going to stick with straight up wood. Sure, wood should be hard. That's the point of it. It comes from a tree. The harder, the better.
Yeah. What's your favorite kind of wood?
You know me, man. I'm probably a pine guy.
Huh, okay.
That's one thing we know about you.
It's affordable.
To know Ted is to know that the man likes pine.
Guys,
I mean, I don't know.
Yeah. Like, I don't know if you like a Brazilian boa. I know sometimes you get exotic in your things.
I don't have a lot of wood.
Bitches, today my daughter Chelsea White is 28. Can Aussie Ted give her some love during the pandemic, being in quarantine with three young kids? Happy birthday, Shells. Love, Dad. And it's not too much to ask, Leela and Cheyenne wanted to suck it up cupcake, but you guys were off during their birthdays. No, they don't get one. That's not how we play.
So suck it up cupcake.
Just, yeah, there's just one here, and that's for Chelsea White, damn it. Hey. Let her have her birthday.
Ted A from Melbourne. Chelsea, I heard you've been struggling. Three little kids. The good news is, when this is all over, Aussie Ted will come by and have you feeling quite right. Ripe, if you will. Eh, thanks for the dad for allowing it.
Guys, hey, it's my wife Jessica's birthday, and I'd love to get a birthday shout-out. Can we get a little kid fish sandwich? And the Dirty German's talking about what teachers do with their time off during the summer. Thanks, guys. That from David.
Fish sandwich!
Yeah, the teachers don't know, drink a whole lot to make themselves available.
Yeah, so, you know, funny, I was thinking the same exact thing. You know, maybe you're at the beach, the lake house. Either way, you're enjoying your cocktails.
Yeah, all of a sudden, they all know about anatomy and biology.
Hello, Charles. I am 29 years old today. Would love to hear the Dirty Germans talking about playing with fireworks and a good old fish sandwich. Thanks, guys. That from the lovely Rebecca.
Yeah, if you like to play with fireworks so much, why don't you make my mortar explode?
Yeah. See, though, you have to be careful when you handle those things. They can really hurt you.
Yeah, mine does not go boom. It goes...
I'll have a fish sandwich.
Yeah, ill-timed.
Guys, can I get a birthday shout-out to my brother from another mother, Warren, pronounced Swamp Bear, for his Dirty 30. Can we get the Dirty Germans talking about his newly acquired bear rug? Thanks, guys. Love the show and cheers.
Yeah, it upsets me when people refer to Ted as the bear rug. Just let him off the floor and it should be all right.
So, how long do I have to lay down here? Are you not entertained, you freaks? The Swamp Bear, you better stay away from me. Swamp Bear sounds bad.
It does not sound like a condition you'd want.
In front of a fireplace? What did I got you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, let's have sex on your bear rug. Hold still, Ted.
See, I did sleep once on a bison rug. Actually, it was just a pelt.
And?
It was pretty nice.
Okay.
It's also 2 a.m, so I went to bed pretty quick.
Patel's going to get a birthday shout-out for my awesome father. He was born Mike Merkley, but most know him simply as Merk. He's the best man I know. My moral compass, I'm proud to call him my father. Going to get an owl hitting the window, followed by a cut that bitch off. I know that make his day. Thanks, guys, for all you do. That from Merk Jr.
Cut that bitch off! Next caller.
Bacholos, I want to send a happy 48th to my nephew back in Long Island, New York. Polly B, as I call him. He has been just like a little brother to me, and I couldn't wish any more than the best for his next year. Couldn't be worse than the last one. Although I'll say that living where he lives, I feel sorry. He does not have the ability to go out tonight and hit the drive-thru strip club. So how about a Leroy Jenkins and the Dirty Germans telling him what he's missing in Portland as I drive through the club for him? That from Grunkle Gerard in Portland. Portland.
Let's do this. Leroy
Jenkins! Yeah, Polly B, one of the things that you'll be missing by not going to the strip club in Portland is a well-cooked steak.
Yeah, the thing is, man, I've been dying to go to this place, at least order it. And somebody still won't. But you go to the drive-thru strip club, it's awesome. You get your food on the way out. So strippers performing above you and to the next of you.
Yeah.
Didn't your buddy, hadn't he been down there a couple months?
Yeah, yeah. He could have ordered Boober Eats months ago.
Still has.
No. And I bring it up every time.
Okay. Why won't he just reason? Do it?
I don't know. I guess he's embarrassed.
So?
Moral schmorals.
Right. Oh, what? So you've only been in that building for a few months and now you're ordering strippers to your room?
So what?
It's Portland.
All right, guys. Here we go.
Happy birthday to you. Bitches.
Yaz, the Dirty Germans, brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Schweineflash.
Thank you, Robin. We appreciate it. We got one more email. This is an interesting email that we got here. And it's a little lengthy, but bear with me, okay? Guys, I am a photographer from Washington State, as well as a diehard motorcycle guy. Grew up listening to KISW. You guys have been my go-to radio station for my entire life. First and foremost, I want to thank you guys for the countless hours of entertainment that you provided me. You have been a priceless constant in my life. So with that said, I was recently presented with an opportunity that I thought you guys over KISW might be interested in.
Okay.
We're currently building a bike that we are getting ready to ride on a 22-day charity ride to honor the families of fallen soldiers. Because of the work that I've done with the Wounded Warrior Rides over the last few years, I was approached by the president of Tribute to Fallen Soldiers to help them with their memorial torch run this year. I was honored by the request, and I'm now 100% committed to ride and do the cause.
Nice.
Yeah. So here's the deal. On Sunday, July 12th, all participating riders are going to gather in Eugene, Oregon, for the official lighting of the fallen soldier's memorial flame and the beginning of a 22-day ride across America. On this ride, we will be escorting the fallen soldier's memorial flame from Eugene to Arlington National Cemetery in Washington, D.C.
Wow.
To honor and pay tribute to America's fallen service members. By the way, the memorial flame will remain lit throughout the duration of the cross-country ride to signify the life and spirit of all of our fallen service members.
That is awesome.
That is cool.
Very cool.
So the flame is going to be lit the whole way. Memorial Flame represents every branch of the United States military and those who have served throughout our history. Along the 22-day ride, we will also be meeting with over 59 families across the United States that have lost their loved ones in service of our country to honor them, their soldiers, and their sacrifice. At every fallen soldier home visit that is made across the country, each family member is asked to sign a single American flag. That American flag will be displayed inside of Arlington National Cemetery during the closing ceremony to recognize the service and sacrifice of these fallen heroes and represent their honorable service in the most honorable location in the United States.
That is pretty tremendous, man.
So that's the goal. On Sunday, August the 2nd, Fallen Soldiers Memorial Flame will be escorted into the hallowed grounds of Arlington National Cemetery for the official closing ceremony of the annual Tribute to Fallen Soldiers Memorial Torch Motorcycle Ride. Once inside the Tanner Amphitheater, the closing ceremony will begin with an announcement of every name of every fallen service member honored along the cross-country journey, followed by a single bell ringing for each individual fallen service member. In conclusion, we will also be laying a wreath on the tomb of the unknown soldier to pay tribute to those deceased U.S. service members whose remains have not yet been identified. I have asked along to help them document this amazing event by riding along to capture images of the ride and the families that they will be meeting with along the way. So he's going to document it and all kinds of social media.
That is very cool, man.
Take pictures. Now, here's where we could possibly help you.
Oh.
Okay.
Eventually. I mean, I'm like listening to this like, wow, this is unbelievable.
Well, there's more. I had a little lot, but I'm not sure
that we can help.
I got it down to the nuts and bolts. Says, we are sending this to you in hopes of your support. We are hoping the KISW crew would be interested in being a part of this historical event by sponsoring us in this journey by sending us some of your awesome new KISW face masks to wear while we're volunteering in this epic event.
Are you being for real?
So they're going to wear the face mask. They'll be on the road for a total of 31 days riding home. So what we need to thank you for your time, your support. If you need any additional information, let me know. That from our buddy Ray.
How many masks would they need?
I don't think that was in here. I don't know how many guys are riding. Charity ride. I mean, it's a pretty epic deal. The thing about the masks are, as we have this set up right now, we encourage you to check them out because they're really cool looking, especially if you're going to ride a bike across the United States.
It is perfect, right?
This is the mask you want, but a portion of each mask sold goes to the Washington State Nurses Association.
Right.
So this is actually a charitable cause in itself for the mask. So we are going to have to figure out a way where we can still get, first of all, we need to know how many masks they need.
My initial thought is this.
First and foremost.
We find out how many people are there. I'm pretty sure we have our promotions closet. I have no problem robbing it.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
What? I mean, look, I don't know what else to do. I think it'd be a great cause. I would love to be a part of that.
Yeah.
Especially if it's the math, but like, yeah, I mean, I got
okay,
no problem.
Okay, Mike, we got this guy's email address. Here's what we're going to do. First of all, we're going to find out how many masks they need. And then we're going to figure out how much money we're talking here.
Right.
Based on the number of masks and the cause.
That's why I was going to steal them.
Because obviously this is helping out the Washington State Nurses Association. We're more than willing to help you guys out as well, Ray, without question. We just got to figure out. Maybe, Ted, you'll pay for these?
Sure.
Okay. All right.
No problem.
Yeah, of course.
I'm offering to steal them.
We're helping two things at once.
We have two things.
Miles, you know what? We'll split it.
Okay. Yeah. Right down the middle.
I'm offering to steal. Either way,
depends on how many they need.
That's a good point.
Let's find out
how many they need first.
It's a 22-day ride across the United States. I'm sure they probably would.
Let's figure it out.
All right. Well,
and that, especially right now during these times of all the news and everything else, like I would love to be a part of this for sure. And that's why I'm willing to steal the mask for you.
And Ray, we'll figure out what we can here and help you guys tribute to Fallen Soldiers Memorial Church. It's a torch motorcycle ride. It's an amazing thing they're doing.
That is insanely cool, man.
And
I don't know if cool is the right word based on what it is, but I hope you understand the meaning. That's profound.
Okay.
That is very profound.
So,
and by the way, side note, having been to Arlington National Cemetery, if you haven't been, and a lot of people who have not visited the nation's capital, there's a lot you not like, but you want to go to Arlington National Cemetery. It is... it is overwhelming. It will quiet you. It will humble you. It is a staggering thing to see.
Mm-hmm. All right. So, Ray Humphreys, we're going to get back to you, buddy. All right. And we'll figure out if we can help you. And time is of the essence here, by the way. This is they're taking off on July 12th. So, what do we got here? We've got 4 weeks till summer starts. So, we'll see if we can get that done before you take off on your ride. Okay, listen, it's time for a little Your Guess as Good as Mine. We kind of screwed up there, got into that, and didn't get a contestant. So what I'm going to do is...
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Next.
The Men's Room is in progress. 99.9 KISW and KISW HD1 Seattle.
Coming up in minutes, we'll drink a toast with a shout of the day.
Hell yeah.
And we do have your headlines on the way 1 hour from now. But first, quick check-in with Mike Hawk and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Alrighty. A woman in Wisconsin made a comment on Facebook saying that her husband went on a business trip and caught chlamydia from his face mask.
Ooh, no way. That's
the perfect woman.
Huh?
Yeah, baby. this face mask was made of koala fur, and I got chlamydia.
It's not my fault.
That is really random.
Who knew that could happen?
It's not random. It's what he used.
Whoa.
A new danger.
Whoa. It says that's her actual belief and her theory. It's like, it's not her theory. That's what he told her.
I know, but listen. Mike, if you came in, you had an arrow sticking out of the back of your neck. And you told me it's from eating a banana. I know that's what you said.
That's right.
But I don't believe you.
Fair.
Jesus. Yeah, baby.
I mean,
I got it from the face mask.
No one said going on a business trip isn't dangerous.
That's right.
You never know.
Yeah, it's dangerous, man. He was on that plane with all those other passengers who couldn't just get chlamydia from her
He breathed in the chlamydia.
It's one of those where I hate to be the terrible person that sees the reaction that she has when she finally realizes that it wasn't the mask.
Okay, if she brought it up to you, right? You're a coworker, you're in the office, like, oh man, my husband got chlamydia from his face mask. Do you tell her? Right, because she's telling you now. It's not a fake.
To be honest with you, I don't think that I could contain myself and not. Just like we all had here, he got it from his face mask. He got it from what?
Right. Where does he wear his face mask?
How did that work?
Yeah, I mean, generally, I would assume most people would not tell you that their husband has chlamydia unless they have an open relationship. Like,
right.
This doesn't add, right from the beginning, this is a bad sentence that does
my
not.
My husband has chlamydia.
Yeah.
Hey, baby, keep it to yourself.
Right.
I don't wear face masks. My husband got chlamydia. going on. Erectile dysfunction is up 13% during the pandemic.
Sweet, not
it's up.
How do we know that?
It says it could be a combo of more stress and more alcohol. I don't know. Probably more people are calling out the doctor like, hey.
That makes stress and alcohol. I mean, two things that have definitely gone up during the current times are stress and alcohol consumption.
Well, when your mind's on different things, it's like, as much as I'd like to, I'm not there right now. I got to find like a job or something.
Oddly enough, though, even though those people are wearing face masks, none of them got chlamydia.
She's part of the 1%.
You know what the worst part would be is if you find out he's telling the truth. Like, listen, I know no one will believe me. It's like a 1 in a billion shot.
Some factory worker that made this thing just
was in a real bad mood.
Oh yeah. The only thing good about chlamydia is having fun catching it.
Yeah, the best part of chlamydia is getting it.
It's like going to a 5-star dinner getting food poisoning.
Right. It was delicious.
Both times.
Alrighty, the top grossing movie theater in the country last week was the Ford Wyoming Drive-In in Dearborn, Michigan. It brought in $127,300 last week.
Well, drive-in's the way to go, man.
Damn. Like the competition was a little weak.
Right.
It's still a win, Ted. This is a positive story.
Ford Wyoming Drive-In.
Top the charts, man. 1 in 4 Americans say they'll never go back to the gym even when the pandemic is over.
There you go.
But for the people who do go back, 9 in 10 say they'll be more vigilant about wiping down equipment. Here's the thing. Everybody that says that they will never go back to a gym, how often were you really going?
That's what I mean. At least, that's what I mean. Thank you for you didn't want to go.
I'm off carbs
for 2 days.
There you go. Okay, I'm that guy. I bought a gym membership.
Yeah.
However, I was on the bench an awful lot more than I was actually in the gym.
Well, all the things that could potentially spread the disease are all part of that kind of atmosphere.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, everything there.
From the handles you touch, to sneeze, to sweat, to
breathing. The locker room.
Exactly. People just, you know, I mean, when you're on a treadmill and you're back. Hanging it out, man. You're breathing hard. Sweat's flying off.
It is tough for gyms because, I mean, like the whole thing is a petri dish.
You need to bring your own mat, probably.
Right.
You know, your own yoga mat.
Wipe down your stuff, guys.
And people should have been wiping down a lot more stuff to begin with.
Exactly. It wasn't okay. It's not okay now. It wasn't okay then. Wipe off your stuff.
It's not like they go and wipe down dumbbell handles and things like that. They might wipe machines, but, you know, there's other places in there.
Man, I straight up saw somebody get up off the bench and just walk away over to a different machine, and he left that big old sweat patch right there on the doggone bench.
Mm-hmm. that's so gross.
No bueno.
Down,
even in the best of times.
Do your cardio at the end. You know what I mean? That's one thing I think we can all learn. If you're going to do free weights, that's great. But do your cardio at the end. Because if you start like, I do a mile, then a lift, then I do another mile, you sweat all over everything.
Right.
Well, some of us are just really sweaty even when we're just lifting.
Fair.
You are a sweaty dude.
I'm sweating now. It's hot in here. Moving on.
I have chlamydia. Because of my face mask.
I have erectile dysfunction.
Thanks, Inslee. I got chlamydia because of you.
Did you get chlamydia because of Jay Inslee's face mask?
Damn right I did.
You could be entitled to compensation. A 24-year-old woman in Brooklyn, New York, sat in a park to have as many speed dates as possible to make up for the lost time during the quarantine.
I haven't been on so many dates. I just go to as many as I can.
Okay. I want to be with her.
I'm going to pick between 1 and 38 guys.
Right, did they just run The Bachelor right there across
the table? That's what I'm saying. Like, I mean, they don't even have to film it. Just have her set up a GoPro and be yourself.
There you go.
GoPro.
All righty then. Are you having caution fatigue? That's where people start getting looser about following the rules because they're tired of following them.
Oh.
I feel like we're seeing a lot more of that lately.
Yeah. On my podcast, the podcast, we call it the YOLO factor.
The YOLO factor.
Like, at what point do people just kind of snap and go, screw it.
Hey, man, I get it. That's why I always tell the cops, I'm just breaking the law. I got so tired of following the rules. That's why I punched that old lady in the face and ran 4 red lights and kicked a squirrel.
I think your moral compass tells you when you see something, you go, okay, that's probably not a good environment to be in.
Yeah, like that guy shouldn't be kicking the squirrel.
Yeah, I've seen a couple of those.
That guy is me. I have a name.
Where I'm like, yeah. People are like, we're going to go to Green Lake. Look around you. I mean, it's packed. Look at Golden Gardens. Mm-hmm. It's packed.
Right.
When the sun comes out, look what will happen at Alki. But we don't have to worry about that for another month and a half.
Be smart, people. Be smart. It says, if you've seen face mask exempt cards with what looks like a federal seal on them floating around on social media, guess what? They're not real.
Mm.
So, by the way, Mike, they're commenting on several of the stories that says, hey, it's a proven fact, stress and alcohol causes face mask STDs.
Oh,
yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's a thing.
You know what? I'm the reporter. I try to report the facts in here, and I laughed at that poor woman. I apologize. Your husband,
he's on the level.
Well, the problem with the company that makes those, that makes the
face mask
media? No, makes the cards that say that, you know, you don't have to wear a mask or whatever.
Right.
Well, business has been down on their service vest industry for their dogs. So now they're moving on to this.
This is true. You
know, you're not flying as much.
Oh, yeah. The dogs aren't out in public anymore, so we're not going to make any money off this service dog attire.
Mm-hmm. Says only 13% of working parents want to go back fully to the, quote, old normal whenever the pandemic is over.
Well, of course.
The rest like remote work and more family time. What do you know?
Come on. Working parents like their kids?
What? They want to spend more time at home where it's nice and comfy and they can wear their jammies?
Yeah, I mean, like, we've been saying it for years. Like, what difference does it, if you can get the job done anyway, what difference does it make to you? And think about a lot of people have jobs where they're not seen by the public, but there's still a dress code. And I know this is a little chintzy, but like, it's not about getting dressed. It's about spending all of that money, spending your money to buy clothes, you know, so you can look professional, which is fine, but the public doesn't see you. So you lose your money on dry cleaning. You lose your money on all these clothes that you don't wear any other time. How many people have you seen that you work with? You see them on the weekend. And it takes you a second, like, how do I know that guy? Like, I have a cubicle next to you. It's just that I'm in a suit. And you go, oh, Jesus, right.
You can just tell by the numbers on, there's one company that owns Joseph A. Bank, Men's Warehouse, and one more. So they kind of got that covered.
Corner, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't even think anybody's walked in. Well, there's just no reason to buy a new suit right now. Even if somebody has a funeral or a wedding or anything. Yeah. Like, there's just nothing. It's not, I mean, it's everything that's formal. It's just not there.
Mike knows.
I know.
Yeah, as I say, right, people aren't having to buy suits as much because you don't have to go in the office, and then you have the postponement of, like, almost all the weddings.
And then it's not once you buy a suit, though. That it's kind of like a car. Like, you can get the car, and you buy a car you like, but it's still not cheap. So you buy the suit, and because you don't want to stink and have pit stains, you're getting your dry clean. I mean, just all this stuff that goes with it. And you're not paying to park, and you're not stuck in traffic where you end up in a bad mood before you get to work just because somebody... Like, why would anybody want to go back to that?
And you probably end up doing, like, the auction half suit when you did your stuff anyway.
Exactly.
For the most part. So
yeah, just all you need is the top up,
you just dressed up from the top.
Oh, Mike is pantsless when he does auctions.
Oh, hell yeah. I just do the news anchor style, man. I'm way up on a block all the way up here. They can't see me, man. All I need is to have a suit and tie. We're good.
Full Pooh Bear.
There you go. Hell yeah, dude. I got a bucket down there.
For the Oregon Duck.
An axe-throwing club in San Diego finally got to reopen, and they're offering up offering it up to healthcare workers for free as a, quote, ultimate stress reliever.
I was going to say, that. Look, if you want, there's the axe-throwing thing, and there's a few things around Seattle. Basically, it is a room that's full of glass. You get a bat, some protective gear, and you just unload on whatever it is that's bugging you. I would think those things would do great business right now.
You bet. You don't even have to be good. Just huck that axe at that target.
They do come flying back.
They do.
That's the problem.
Just pay attention.
Hey, they're healthcare workers. I mean, they know what to do.
You saw 50 cents first pitch. I mean, you got
that's
someone fair. Picking up an axe.
That's
for first time. Supposed to throw it in an area. I don't. Good luck.
Says there's a lot of other frontline workers out there, too. A neighborhood in Miami Beach threw an outdoor surprise party for its garbage collectors Friday morning, and the mayor even showed up.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, they've been out there working the whole time.
That's exactly. Very nice. I prefer a party where I don't have to continue working.
Fair.
Surprise! You know what I mean? Like, hey, we're all drinking. Congratulations.
Right.
Oh, you
how many
keep
happy
going?
Hours have been right outside our doggone office while we're on here?
When you're 7 hours after this, come on back. If we're still awake and have a beer real quick, you can have one. You guys are great.
Thanks.
I'm drinking on your behalf. By the way, all the recycling will be there for you next weekend. There's no way I'm going to throw this party for me as an excuse to drink with all of my neighbors.
Happy
thank you.
Garbage day. Mr. You, garbage man.
A woman in Australia went to get some chin fat removed, but the procedure went horribly wrong.
Oh, no. How did it go wrong?
I'll tell you all about it 1 hour from now.
Thank you, Mike Hawk. Headlines are on the way 1 hour from now. In the meantime, let's get a contestant online for Profile. This will take color 9 at 206-421-ROCK.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget.
Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.